You are listening to 2 Minutes of Torah with Rabbi Danny, a JCast Network podcast. For more information about Rabbi Danny, please visit rabbidanny.com. For more information about other JCast Network podcasts and blogs, please visit jcastnetwork.org.
Shalom and welcome to 2 Minutes of Torah, Parashat Vayetze, Divine Karma. It would be nice to imagine that our world worked according to the principles of karma. That people's good actions would be rewarded and people's negative actions would be punished. But all too often, unfortunately, we see that the good are not rewarded and the wicked are not punished. And so it's hard to believe that the world really works according to those principles of you get what you deserve. And yet, in this week's Torah portion, we see an important incidence of divine karma. The main character of this week is Jacob. And last week we read about how Jacob deceived his father Isaac to steal his brother Esau's birthright. Jacob essentially pretended to be his brother and played on the fact that Isaac was old and his eyes were too dim to see. He fled and seems to have got away with his crime as he received the birthright and made it to Haran for this week's Torah portion. And yet the story does not end there. Jacob meets Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his uncle, and falls in love with her. And the text tells us that Rachel had an older sister, Leah. And we read that Leah had weak eyes and Rachel was shapely and beautiful. At this moment, having read previously about Isaac's eyesight, we cannot fail to see a connection between Isaac and Leah. And then as the story continues, Jacob works 7 years in order to receive Rachel's hand in marriage. And after 7 years of work, there is indeed a wedding. But the following morning, when Jacob wakes up, he discovers that rather than marrying Rachel, it was Leah whom he married. In this way, Laban tricked his nephew and switched the sisters underneath the veil. Considering the fact that Jacob had tricked his father, pretending to be his brother, there seems an appropriateness to the fact that Laban in turn tricks Jacob, having Leah pretend to be Rachel. In this way, we see that while God did intend for Jacob to receive the birthright, and while God does not intervene to stop Jacob receiving the birthright, there is still a need for there to be some form of punishment, for there to be some form of retribution for what he did. And rather than leave this in the hands of Esau, where it would need to be resolved brother against brother, God takes the matter into God's own hands, and through this divine karma ensures that Jacob receives an appropriate punishment for what he did. In this case, and perhaps only in this case in our Torah, we really see that what goes around comes around, and we see that sometimes there can be divine karma, with a clear punishment for the crime that was committed. Shabbat Shalom.